which was very famous during our era. Do you remember the lyrics? What is the lady doing? She is trying to sell a pot of milk. And depending on that, she imagines to earn money to make a beautiful house and to have a fabulous wedding. Her marriage would occur on several conditions. So, when we want to talk about a result based on another action, we use the conditional clauses. In today's lesson, we are going to talk about conditional sentences, the basic structure and meanings of all conditional sentences in English. යම් ක්‍රියාවක් මත පදනම්ව සිදුවන වෙනත් ක්‍රියාවක් පිළිබඳ විස්තර කිරීමේදී උපකාරී වන ව්‍යාකරණ පිළිබඳව අද පාඩමින් උගනිමු. Let's get started. Conditionals are extremely important in the English language. Conditionals serve many purposes and take several different forms. If you have learnt about the conditional sentences, can you remember the basic structure and the uses? They help us to explain what actually happened, what could happen, what we wish would happen, imagining about different things. Similar to the song that you just heard. And what might have happened, thinking about different outcomes might have happened in the past. The lady is telling, "Muttiya bindunoth okkoma ivarai." So, what would be the outcome? They can be used to give advice, express regret, and discuss facts, among other things. Especially during this pandemic situation, we talk about many conditions and results. There are many advices and warnings for our well-being. Let's talk about them later using conditional clauses. There are four types of conditional sentences. They are all really similar, but they are not the same. Listen to the following sentences and notice the four types. If I get sick, I go to the doctor. If I get sick, I will go to the doctor. If I got sick, I would go to the doctor. If I had been sick, I would have gone to the doctor. Are they same or what are the similarities in these sentences? They all use two clauses. There are two parts separated by a comma. If I got sick, I would go to the doctor. And they all use conjunction if. Remember, we use conjunctions to join two ideas together in one sentence. For example, I ate a banana and a piece of mango. I like it, but I don't want to buy it. I'll be happy if you learn this grammar point well. Conjunctions are really tiny grammar points, but they have an important function. They connect two ideas together. And in conditional sentences, they all use if to join two ideas together. In conditional sentences, we have got if clause and the result clause. If I get sick, the if clause. I will go to the doctor, the results clause. So, the if clause is the event or the situation that must happen in order to be the other things happen. If කියන condition එක සම්පූර්ණ වුණේ නැත්තම් ඒකේ ප්‍රතිඵලය අපිට ලැබෙන්නේ නැහැ. එම නිසා if කියන condition එක සම්පූර්ණ වුණොත් තමයි ඒ මත යැපෙන ප්‍රතිඵලය අපිට ලැබෙන්නේ. The result can only happen if the if clause occurred. And that is why it is called a conditional sentence. Remember the song, if the lady sells the pot of milk, she will earn money. If she earns money, she will build a house, and so on. Now think about this situation too. If you go out, especially during this critical situation, what would happen as a result? You may get infected, people may suffer, it may spread, quite a lot of things. A conditional is something that is needed to be fulfilled, that something else to happen. You have to remember that really well. You may have these experiences too. When your mother tells you to do something, sometimes you would say, please bring a cup of tea, I will do it. Please help me, of course I will do it for you. Therefore, you can't have the results without certain conditions. You can't have a lime juice without squeezing it. If you squeeze a lime, you get a lime juice. Hence, there is an important relationship between these two clauses. One relies on the other. In the following sentences, the verbs is similar, but the meaning is quite different. If I get sick, I go to the doctor. If I get sick, I will go to the doctor. If I got sick, I would go to the doctor. If I had been sick, I would have gone to the doctor. Notice the similarities and the differences. Let's go over the different uses of all four conditional sentences with examples, including the zero conditional, the first conditional, the second conditional, and the third conditional. Let's get started with the zero conditional. I hope you would take down any notes while you are listening to the lesson. Zero conditional is used to talk about facts or situations which are always true. If you heat water, eventually it boils. If people don't eat or drink, they die. If I get sick, I go to the doctor. If the lady sells milk, she earns money. It is very easy to remember because both the clauses are in the present. We have if clause in present simple and present simple in the results or the main clause. So, if this happens, this is what happens. Remember, we use zero conditional to talk about habits, facts, and truths. You can't argue about those things. We are not talking about possibilities. It's fact. If you put the finger in hot water, you burn. It is very simple. So, I want you to practice the zero conditional. I will say four clauses with if and try to complete the result clause. Number one, if you listen to the program. Number one, if you listen to the program. Number two, if you wear masks. Number two, if you wear masks. Number three, if the lady earns money. Number three, if the lady earns money. Number four, if it rains. Number four, if it rains. Remember, simple present in the if clause and simple present in the result clause. Let's check. You might have written similar answers to the followings. If you listen to the program, you learn the conditional sentences. If you don't wear masks, you get infections. If the lady earns money, she becomes rich. If it rains, the ground gets wet. Let's look at the first conditional. We used to talk about possible and likely future outcomes using the first conditional. If I get a lot of money, I will distribute among the needy. If I get sick, I will go to the doctor. If you work hard, you will pass the exam. Nobody can stop you. So, we use if with the present simple and will with our verb infinitive in the result clause. If you don't go out tomorrow, you will be safe. If you stay at home, you will be protected. If you do all the activities in I can and I will booklet, you will get a good practice. Now it's your turn to finish the sentences. Number one, if you grow plants. Number one, if you grow plants. Number two, if the dog barks. Number two, if the dog barks. Number three, if you practice well. Number three, if you practice well. Number four, if the lady sells milk. Number four, if the lady sells milk. Shall we check the answers? You may have written similar ideas. Number one, if you grow plants, you will get a better environment. If the dog barks, I will have to check. If you practice well, you will remember the lesson. If the lady sells milk, she will build a house. Now, the second conditional. We use that when we want to imagine when the present situation is different. If I got a lot of money, I would go around the world. If I got sick, I would go to the doctor. This is a hypothetical situation or an imaginative situation. It is not real. Recall the song and note down all the imaginative situations. For example, she thinks that if she sells the pot of milk, she would get money and she would buy a new house, build a new house, and she would find a guy to be married. Likewise, there are different imaginative situations in the song. Note down them. Enjoy the song. As I told you before, many people imagine about different situations depending on the pandemic. If the scientists invent a vaccine, we could have overcome the pandemic. So, if I really have a lot of money, I would have given most of the things to the needy people. Do I really have money? No, I'm imagining. Okay, they are not actual things. They are unreal situations. When we express this in English, we use if with past simple and would with the verb infinitive in the result clause. If clause with the past simple and would with the verb infinitive in the result clause. So, we use would to show that it is an imaginative situation. The English modal verbs like could, should, might can be used in this condition sentence. Can you remember some common essay topics? If I won a lottery, if I had wings, and they are, you have to use the second conditional to express your ideas. Okay, it's your time to finish the following sentences. Number one, if I had more money. Number two, if she had sold the pot of milk. Number three, if I owned a boat. Number four, if I had more spare time. Let's check the answers. If I had more money, I would distribute among the needy. If she had sold the pot of milk, she would be happy. If I owned a boat, I would ride down the river. If I had more spare time, I would listen to some beautiful songs. There are lots of uses in the second conditional. We use to give advices, to give reasons why we do something, and generally imagine that the life is different. And in spoken English, you can easily use the contracted form with the second conditional. For example, I'd, he'd, she'd, you'd, instead of I would, he would, she would, and you would. Now, the third conditional. The third conditional is the past unreal conditional sentence. If I had been with you, I would have enjoyed the life. If I had been sick, I would have gone to the doctor. We use this structure to imagine a different past. We use it with the past perfect and would have with the past participle. For example, if I had been the past perfect, I would have enjoyed the past participle. Remember, this. If clause is not actually happen, if I had been with you, but I had not been with you, we imagine a result if the past is different. We imagine the result if the past is different. And in the above situations, I was not with you, or I was not really sick. It is not what actually happens, but it is what could have happened. If I had met you earlier, we could have spent more time on lessons, but we didn't meet. Okay, now it's your turn. Write down the following sentences. Number one, if I were a bird. Number one, if I were a bird. Number two, if I finished the work earlier. Number two, if I finished the work earlier. Number three, if she had invited. Number three, if she had invited. Number four, if they had planned well. Number four, if they had planned well. Shall we check the answers? If I were a bird, I would have flown high up in the sky. If I finished the work earlier, I would have met you there. If she had invited, we could have gone to the almsgiving. If they had planned well, they could have collected more money. So, that is an overview of the conditional clauses. Master your tenses if you want to learn conditional clauses effortlessly. Hope you remember all four conditional sentences: zero conditional, first conditional, second conditional, and the third conditional with examples, structure, and the uses. Recall the song and note down all the conditional clauses used there. Finally, I will read out several sentences. You have to guess whether they are from the zero conditional sentences or from the first conditional sentences or from the second conditional sentences or the third conditional sentences. Listen well. If you work hard, you will pass the exam. If you work hard, you will pass the exam. Yes. Can you remember? It is the first conditional sentence. If you work hard, you will pass the exam. It is the first conditional sentence. If I get money, I go around the city. If I get money, I go around the city. Simple present, simple present. What is the conditional? Yes, that is zero conditional sentence. If I were a bird, I would have flown high up in the sky. Yes, exactly. That is the third conditional sentence.